Welcome to WHYY's Schooled Podcast, the cascading impact of Abbott Elementary. This two-part special edition podcast highlights the happenings in the Philadelphia Public Schools during 2024 and 2025. Reporting for this series was done by Amanda Fitzpatrick and Stephen Williams. I'm your host, Kenny Cooper. The Philadelphia School District is the inspiration behind ABC's hit TV show, Abbott Elementary. The show was created by Philadelphia's own Quinta Brunson. She's a product of Philly's public schools and developed the show based on her beloved childhood teacher, Joyce Abbott. The sitcom shines a light on the challenges that urban school districts face, like the Philadelphia School District, which enrolls about 120,000 children across the district's kindergarten through 12th grade schools. Some of the challenges Philadelphia schools are faced with include limited library resources, furniture and supplies, plus teacher shortages are plaguing districts across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. These real-life challenges were ripe for being written into Abbott Elementary with a Philly flavor. An oversimplified example, Quinta Brunson, who plays teacher Janine Teagues on Abbott Elementary, complains about not having a clean rug in her second grade classroom for students to sit on during reading time in an early episode. Her fellow teachers on the show join in with similar complaints about outdated rugs in their classrooms and the impact they have on student learning.
Whew, guys, I need a new rug. Mine is officially done.
Me too. I shook mine out and all of the asthma kids had to go to the nurse's office.
Yeah, mine's busted. And you can't class up a rug like you can a couch with a nice coat of plastic.
And this poetic example demonstrates how teachers may experience challenges while working to better student success.
I've definitely changed light bulbs and fixed copiers. It's funny because I see myself in every single one of the characters.
Karen Binnikoff teaches 4th and 5th grade at Ludlow School in Philly. Abbott Elementary made a stop at her school and donated supplies to teachers in February of 2024.
I've watched this show since day one. And just, I mean, I laugh out loud every time. The kids come to school with like the craziest words that they made up and sayings and dances and everything. And it just hit the spot right there. Like I was like, oh my God, this is right exactly every student.
Ms. Binnikoff says she averages $1,000 a year in out-of-pocket expenses for her classroom.
I couldn't even tell you.
Thousands of dollars,
maybe closer to even 10,000s. Like I've bought, you know, just stuff for my room, decorating.
$1,000 a year?
Probably, yes. I buy stuff for the kids. I buy, you know, food. I buy supplies. To decorate your room. I have curtains in my room. I have like LED lights, you know, just to try to make it a little homier, you know, like just anything that they need, I've bought.
According to an Office Depot survey of 1,000 teachers in 2023, educators say they spent $320 of their own money on school supplies for the school year. AdoptTheClassroom.org reports much higher numbers. Their research finds the average teacher spends $895 out of pocket. Low pay, lack of resources, and generally not feeling supported are some of the reasons teachers may leave the education field altogether. In May 2024, WHYY News reported that school districts across Pennsylvania had roughly 2,000 teacher vacancies. And to compound that teacher shortage issue, another 6,500 educators were teaching on emergency certificates. An added concern is that the teacher attrition rate is 6%. According to Teach Plus, a nonprofit education advocacy group, the statewide teacher shortage is most acute in special education, math, and science, as well as in underserved rural and urban areas. New teacher Jill Smith said she was aware of teacher shortages and the obstacles students face. Smith left corporate America to become a teacher at Ludlow because she says she felt students needed someone they could trust and someone who cares about students in the classroom.
I had a feeling that I knew I needed to come back to school, but I knew our students needed us to help them forge their way.
Quinta Brunson knows all too well what that's like. She attended a Philly public school. Her mother taught kindergarten for decades, Brunson's experiences in her school is reflected in her own sitcom that highlights the problems and issues teachers face. Ebony Thorpe has taught in the Philadelphia School District for nearly two decades and also grew up in the Philly public school system. She says Abbott Elementary really hits home for a lot of teachers.
It puts Philadelphia on the map, and it makes the world see us and know that education is important to us first and foremost. I mean, we know that this is entertainment, but we really work hard and we really want our students to succeed. And education is at the forefront of this tiny, big city of Philadelphia.
Brunson, as Teagues, is determined to help her students, but her ideas are often shot down by school principal Ava Coleman, a character played by comedian Janelle James. Notably, it is actress Cheryl Lee Ralph, wife of Pennsylvania State Senator Vincent Hughes, that plays a central character, kindergarten teacher Barbara Howard, the most experienced, no-nonsense staff member at Abbott Elementary.
I hear it all the time. And I have to tell you, I just feel so proud because I knew so many Barbaras. I am who I'm still becoming because of Barbaras, because of those unforgettable teachers who, with just the bare necessities that they had, did incredible things by letting you know, I see you, I get you. You know, you may think a C is good, but it's not good. You can do an A. In fact, if you get that A, I'm going to expect an A plus from you. I know those teachers. I was raised by those teachers. They've been in my family. They were in school. They were in my community. And I'm just so proud that I get to play a character that inspires a new generation to carry on in a job that's so important, and that is teaching.
That was Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph. Cheryl Lee Ralph's character is based on Quinta Brunson's own mother.
And it is just such an honor to be playing someone who is seen to be wonderful. And I hope Quinta's mom looks at the show and knows just how much she is appreciated for what she did for students, especially for her daughter, who has never forgotten it.
In this podcast, we are exploring the cascading impact of the Abbott Elementary TV show and its Philly roots. Brunson was a student at Andrew Hamilton Elementary School in West Philadelphia when she entered Miss Abbott's classroom for her sixth grade year. Abbott is an Army veteran who served in the Persian Gulf War and left the military to pursue a career in education. During her time with the School District of Philadelphia, she spent nearly three decades as a teacher and retired as a climate manager, ensuring the school's environment was safe and conducive to learning. Reporter Amanda Fitzpatrick caught up with Joyce Abbott.
I don't think anyone really could imagine because even people say, oh, you're a celebrity. No, I'm not. I hate that word. I'm not a celebrity. Or when people say, can I please take a picture with you? It's like they're asking if they please take a picture. People could never imagine. They could never imagine. I was in the classroom. That was my life. I was a teacher.
On a sunny September day in West Philly, Miss Abbott arrived at her alma mater, Overbrook High School, for a special occasion. As she entered the auditorium, a drumline began playing. Cheerleaders shouted as students and attendees welcomed her with a standing ovation. Speakers praised her work teaching students in Philadelphia. The district surprised her by renaming 59th Street outside of Overbrook as Joyce Abbott Way. Ms. Abbott said it was hard to hold back all of her emotions.
It's overwhelming, but, you know, I'm really honored. It means just so much. Who would have ever thought? It's something, you know, that I really would never imagine or think of, a street named after me.
Miss Abbott says Abbott Elementary changed her life, but she also said it has helped the lives of other teachers by putting the issues they face in underfunded public schools front and center for the world to see. She told the crowd she understood the challenges they face, which include teacher and staff shortages, cutbacks, a lack of resources, and newfound pressures.
Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves because it's difficult with the many outside challenges that teachers are facing today.
In the School District of Philadelphia, those are issues some teachers say they can relate to. Ms. Abbott said, Hope and perseverance will help the next generation of educators make it through.
Know that you could do it. Believe in yourself and believe in that child. And they need you. Sometimes you're the only hope. They need you. And just hang in there.
Quinta Brunson gave the commencement speech during Temple University's May 2024 graduation. She was also honored by Temple's Klein College as a recipient of the 2024 Lou Klein Excellence in the Media Award, which is presented annually to a media luminary whose work inspires students. Brunson attended Klein College and got her start in comedic acting on the school's first student-produced comedy variety show, Temple Smash.
Before I go, I need to take a few minutes to talk about my Temple education. First of all, you Temple Smash dorks, you absolute dweebs. Oh my God, you guys, you are such dorks. But I remember being that dork. And watching that reminded me how much fun I had at Temple Smash. I was there when it started. So Temple Smash produces great people. And I want you guys to keep being dweebs, keep being dorks, because look what it can lead to.
During her acceptance speech, Brunson thanked her family for their support in her journey.
I'm really not going to cry because I've done that and it's annoying. But I need to thank my parents because, you know, when I went to college, I was trying to get as far away as possible from Philly. I wanted to go away. I wanted to go do crazy stuff. I don't know what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do drugs, but I like wanted to have some room. And then my mom, she would not let me. She needed me to be as close to her as possible. She said, you know what? You're not going to UCLA. What even is that? You're not going to USC. Boo. Temple University is a wonderful university that's right in North Philadelphia. This university is only 4 blocks from where she grew up. And I said, okay, fine, I'll go visit the campus. I loved it. I could not believe that I loved this university so much. That was in the middle of the city that I was from. And because of her, I went to Temple, and I am so grateful that I did. The people, the environment is what changed my life. I am still friends to this day with the graduating class that I wasn't a part of because I started working before I got to graduate. But I'm still friends with so many of those people to this day. And if it weren't for my mom, I not only wouldn't have gone to college, because I can't say that I was always that interested. I was a little bit of a floater in life. And my mom told me, you are getting a college education and you're staying close to me. So you're going to Temple University. And I'm so grateful that she had me do that. And I need to say thank you to my dad, who has always given me the room to be myself.
In Brunson's Temple graduation speech, she joked about her success and received an honorary degree.
Mom, it only took me 11 years, 2 Emmys, and 1 Golden Globe to finally get a degree. My owls have always been with me, and I hope you keep your owls with you. These relationships are really precious. You're about to go into a real world, a real cold world. So keep your heads on straight, stay kind, stay compassionate, as everyone's saying, and remember your people. Remember that you're an owl at heart, and that's a good thing. Kids at UPenn got nothing on you. You survived North Philadelphia. Do you get it? I don't think you get it. You're gonna get it when you get out in the real world. But be proud of yourself. I'm so proud of you.
This is WHYY's Schooled Podcast. The cascading impact of Abbott Elementary is a production of WHYY News. Our executive producer is Sarah Glover, WHYY's VP of News and Civic Dialogue. Reporting and scripting are by Amanda Fitzpatrick and Stephen Williams. Editing is by Jamila Bay, Madhu Bora, Sarah Glover, and John Massoni. Audio production and mixing is by Alan Tu. Abbott Elementary clips are courtesy of ABC. Funding for this podcast has been provided by the William Penn Foundation and supported by WHYY. Please rate and review this content wherever you get your podcasts and share on social media. Visit WHYY.org for more education news content. Thank you for listening and engaging. I'm your host, Kenny Cooper.